This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the blessings that mankind has been given and how we as mankind, even the name as mankind, is evident of our reality, therefore the verse itself. So the word mankind in Arabic is translated as what? So we say mankind. Who knows what it means in Arabic? What is in Arabic? Nas. Okay? And it also could be insan. Right? Who knows what that comes from? It's derived from. See, the Arabic language, the verbs, the words are derived from verbs. Other scholars say it's the opposite. Some say it's the opposite, that verbs come from words. Nouns, and some say nouns come from verbs. So when we look at insan, what verb does it come from? Huh? That's the noun. That's ins. What's the verb? That's the noun. What's the verb? Huh? Nesiya. What does nesiya mean? Forgetful. What's the connection with forgetfulness in mankind? They both forget? Forgetfulness forgets and mankind forgets. Huh? When we say forgetfulness, it could be a level of negligence. Who forgot firstly? Who? Huh? Adam alayhi salam. Adam alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even uses that verb. Fanesi. So here when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about insan, the word insan comes from nesiya, which means to be forgetful, because naturally we as human beings can be forgetful, neglectful, when we have our shortcomings and perform certain sins. But there's also another word that insan comes from, as some scholars mention, and that is uns, which was mentioned earlier. And uns means what? Belonging, sociability. You want to be around people. We are social creatures, that is it, right? So we as human beings are social creatures. And what's interesting about both of these, because the Arabic language is very rich and very intentional. When someone is forgetful about something, let's say in the situation of you being forgetful and you perform a sin, for example, you do a shortcoming. You've come up short and you've done something that you know you shouldn't be doing. And then you recollect. The best form of uns to have is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The best form of coming close and having that companionship is with the creator of the heavens and the earth. Because we will fall short in this process of life. And life is a process. We will fall short, we will make mistakes. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when speaking about this reality of mankind, when we are given something and we become forgetful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in verse number 10 in the chapter of Hud, وَلَئِنْ أَذَقْنَاهُ نَعْمَاءَ بَعْدَ ضَرَّاءَ مَسَّتْ. If mankind was to be afflicted with na'ma, and na'ma comes from ni'ma, the blessings. If he was to be afflicted with this, to be given a good fortune, he would say, ذَهَبَ السَّيِّئَاتُ عَنِّي. All the sayyid, the evil, has gone from me. And what's interesting here is a small tidbit. When Allah says, ذَهَبَ السَّيِّئَاتُ عَنِّي, مَنْ قَالَ ذَهَبَتْ السَّيِّئَاتُ عَنِّي. He doesn't use the female form of the verb here, because in that which is hidden is ذَهَبَتْ, ذَهَبَ عَذَابُ السَّيِّئَاتُ, or تَأْثِيرُ السَّيِّئَاتُ, meaning that the effects or the punishment of the evil deeds has left me. So what this is saying, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, verily he is farihun fakhur, that he is someone that is boastful and bragging. Why is this important in regards to insan in this verse? Because when we as human beings are given something, when we have been given blessings that we're aware of, remember, the blessings that we're not aware of are much more than the ones that we are ish aware of. The sins that we are not aware of are much more than the ones that we are aware of. So that in and of itself is an expression of Allah's virtue, His fadl, His love for you, His mercy for you, His honor of you as human beings, because you are the most noble of creation. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying here, when the na'mah, He says, we have given them a taste of it. It's interesting, it says, أَذَقْنَاهُ. Dhuk means taste. If we just given them a taste, him or her, the taste of this blessings, they will say that the evil has left me, but they say it in a bragging fashion, meaning that they are not thankful for the state of bliss that they are in. Wallahi, when we look on our telephones, it is important that when we see what is happening in Gaza, when we hear and even see what is happening in Kashmir, when we hear and see what is happening with our Uyghur Muslims and Rohingya, the Muslims around the world that we don't even see in the media anymore. Sometimes we think if we don't see it, it doesn't happen. And then we're human beings, we're busy. But make no mistake, it is still going on. This should serve as a reminder for us. When we see it, we say, Subhanallah, la hawla wa la quwwata, all glory to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no power in might except for Him. Sometimes we may say what? Inna. We may say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Verily we are for Allah and to Allah we will return. Because we've seen a baby that's passed away, a human being that's passed away, Allah has decided to take them. But at that moment, we should look in the mirror. And we should say, look at the blessings that I have. The blessings that I have. Firstly, the blessing of life. The blessing of health. The blessing of wealth. And each one of these, we could go on for days. Health. Your vision. Your breathing. Your sense. Your intellect. All of that is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you were just to think of one anatomical structure and see how that helps you in life, and without it, how you would be, by seeing those that don't have sight, by seeing those that are sick with chronic, long-term illness, when you go and visit them, you remember the blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. And you do not become bragging and boastful of your current state. Let's not be drunken and blinded by the blessings that Allah has given us. Because what can happen is, we forget that it's a blessing and we think it is because of our own agency. My job. The intellect that I have in order to get the job, or I had in order to get the job. My family, my belongings, again, my health, my wealth. All of this, subhanAllah, is a blessing from Allah. It is literally a fadl. Fadl in Arabic literally means that which is extra. So it is as though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving you that from His mercy, His love, because when we think about our shortcomings, those that we remember, which are lesser than the ones that we don't, wallahi, when one sits and says, Ya Allah, I don't deserve this. How many times have we received something and we think of our sins and we say, wallahi, I don't deserve this. Wallahi, I don't deserve it. That is when you really feel and internalize the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's consistent when one thinks about that. They realize that, subhanAllah, all the things that I've done, Allah has given me this. All the way that I was with my parents, Allah has given me a righteous son and righteous daughter. Allah has given me this. These blessings, it is important, as they say, count your blessings, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ. If you were to try to enumerate the blessings, you would not be able to encompass them all. So that is important for us to remember that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us something, when we sit and ponder over any of our possessions, we should remind ourselves that it is a blessing, because just as He has given it to us, He can easily take it away. Internally and externally. And when we remember that, we don't brag off of what we have, internally or externally, and nor do we belittle those around us. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of a dhakireen, which results in being of the Shakirin. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that remember His blessings, mention His blessings, and allow that to be a means for healthy, long-lasting, rippling effect gratitude. Jazakumullah khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.